Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time now for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. And we welcome in Lucretia Renteria, Executive Director of Mendocino Coast Clinic. A little frog in the throat, a little under the weather. So we're not going to make you stay any longer than you need to. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You're fine, by the way. I just want everybody to know.
I'm fine. I tested negative, but I do have a little bit of sore throat.
Okay.
I just wanted to let people know that we have hit 72.5% of fully vaccinated in Fort Bragg, 84.4% of fully vaccinated in Mendocino, and 66.2% in Albion. So we're doing pretty well, but if you have not gotten your vaccine yet or you haven't gotten your booster, please come through Tuesday, 3 to 6 o'clock under the tent. We're doing the drive-in, drive-through boosters and vaccine clinic. No appointment necessary. You don't need to call us. You don't need to be a patient of Mendocino Coast Clinics. Just come through, get in the line, and we're happy to make sure that you get your vaccine. Also, we have seen that we now, as of January 18th, we show 5,357 Fort Bragg residents boosted. So that's a really nice number, 1,415 from Mendocino and 391 from Albion. So I think we're doing pretty well with those, but please remember to come. The other issue that we've encountered a lot is people coming in contact with a positive, especially with Omicron being so contagious. We suggest that you wait until day 4 or day 5 after your contact with a positive before you come for testing. We have seen a lot of people coming in to try to get tested because they've come into contact with a positive or because maybe they have symptoms. So if you have symptoms, come through. Let's test you right away and see if you are testing positive. We may tell you to come back in a couple of days if you still test negative but continue to have symptoms. But if you're just in contact, you need to wait a few days. It needs an incubation period before you're going to test positive. So wait until about day 4 or 5. I know that people are getting frustrated with the waits and how long it takes sometimes to get through the testing. We are doing our best. Our team is out there probably testing about 150 people a day.
Wow.
And everybody is trying really hard to make it easy and fast to get through the process.
Lucretia, thank you. I don't want to cut you short or anything, but I know you got to keep your voice for other things that you have to deal with at the clinics. Thanks very much for being with us, Lucretia, here on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the coast.